Jesse Watt wants to know when to eat, and Danielle Dubois knows where to eat. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry. I'm Jesse Watt.
And I'm Danielle Dubois.
And we are the Hangry Girls on the Hangry Girls podcast. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's always a great morning when we get to be in the studio together and give Houston some of Danielle's best suggestions for when it comes to date nights, restaurants, bar hopping, all the things. If y'all don't know, by the way, Danielle actually runs the Hangry Houstonian Instagram account, which I'm sure, check your phone, you already follow. So Danielle, I'm not sure if you've noticed this or not, but I went yesterday on my Snapchat stories. And you know how Snapchat gives you the memories, the flashbacks?
Yeah.
A year ago, last week, we were taking pictures.
We took the pictures, yes.
Yes. So before Danielle and I ever started the Hangry Girls podcast, we took some pictures to be used for like the press release and our artwork that was going to go up. And so it just came up on my stories that we took that, which means I think we're like about into the year anniversary of the Hangry Girls show.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy.
So if you've been with us throughout this past year, thank you so much for coming back every single week. Danielle, Hangry Houstonian, loves giving all y'all her suggestions, her picks, her favorite restaurants. And of course, I love listening with y'all and learning from Danielle and just chit-chatting about life and what's going on. And if you're new to the show, welcome. We want to help you live your absolute best foodie life here in Houston. Since it's been a year, I think we can officially call this Hangry 2.0.
Oh, I love that. I love the journey for us.
Yeah, I feel like we're on the second season. You know, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians is on season 20. We're on season 2.
We have some room to go, but yeah.
I mean, till season 20, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. We do have some time to go. And they just ended, so maybe that wasn't what I should have compared us to, because we'll be here for a while. In any case, here we are starting out. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Season 2.
Need a night out on the town? Then this is a show for you. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
All right, so here's how we do things on I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Danielle and I are just sitting here hoping that your romantic life is flourishing now that we're post-pandemic. And that's why we start out the show every single week with a brand new date night recommendation from Danielle Dubois, Ms. Hangry Houstonian herself. So Danielle, this week, what's at the top of the list?
So this past weekend, I went to a new restaurant in the MKT. The MKT is a new development that's off of Shepherd. It's right by, like, if you're familiar with like the Kroger off of Shepherd area, it's like by 11th. It's a little further back, but it's MKT. It is a really, really cool development. It has like restaurants, boutiques, all kinds of stuff. But I went to a new restaurant in there for brunch last Saturday called Homestead Kitchen and Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. We walked in. I loved the atmosphere. It was kind of like hustling and bustling, but the food was really, really good. My cousin and I, we split crawfish pistolets, which basically it's like a little French bread roll.
Yeah.
And it had like a crawfish etouffee kind of like mixture on top.
What is etouffee?
Oh, I know. Look, thought you might ask me that. And I should have looked it up. But it's kind of like a red sauce base, but not like a creamy red sauce.
Okay.
It has like onions and crawfish and like celery or green onion and stuff. It's really, really good.
So it's
good.
Almost like everything but the kitchen sink, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's so good. I love crawfish etouffee so, so much. It's rich and creamy. And like think about that kind of a concoction over the roll, like the soft doughy roll.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. So we like would cut into the roll and get a scoop of the etouffee.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, so we split that. And then my cousin had never had fried chicken and waffles.
What?
And I was like, what the Hello Kitty? So then we got it and she loved it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Where is she from?
She's from Louisiana, but lives in Mississippi. I was like,
how are you in the
girl.
South? And you haven't tried.
I know. And she's like an adventurous eater, you know?
So right,
she's
right.
Like, I guess I just never thought to get it. But anyway, so we got it. It was delicious. I'm actually going there later today to do a photo shoot for them because since we only tried those two things, I didn't get to try, you know, other stuff on the menu. They have a pancake trio.
Ooh.
A pancake trio, which has Mexican hot chocolate as one of their pancakes. I'm like, sold, Sold.
Okay, that's all you had to say.
Exactly, yeah. This would be a great like lunch, brunch, but even date night spot. Like,
yeah.
I mean, date night in the sense of it can be a brunch date, a lunch date, a dinner date. It kind of checks the boxes for all of those.
Because Danielle and I have talked about that before. Like we've mentioned it. We love the idea of a brunch date. I would die for a brunch date, especially if it was a first date, because I don't know. I feel like there's all this pressure when it comes to nighttime when you go to dinner dates. So I feel like a brunch date, even a lunch date, I don't know. It just takes the pressure off of it for me.
No, I totally agree. And because it's in the MKT, like it could be fun to go have, you know, a brunch there and then walk around the MKT, maybe go into one, some of the shops and stuff. There's a lot of like open area to maybe go like just hang out in that, you know, vicinity and stuff. So there's options within the MKT after having your date night or
so
date
you
day.
Mentioned chicken and waffles. And this is what I struggle with chicken and waffles. And maybe you can answer this for me. When do you eat it? For breakfast, for dinner, for either?
That's like a brunch item, I would think. Because like, you know, waffles, right? So like when I think of waffles, I think like breakfast, brunch.
But when I think chicken, I think dinner, especially fried chicken. Like fried chicken, I think lunch or dinner. So, and sometimes I do see fried chicken and waffles on dinner menus and I'm like, what? What should I eat for chicken and waffles? Does it matter?
Oh, no. Live your best life. Whatever makes you happy, you do you, boo.
I feel like there's unspoken rules sometimes about food that I'm unaware of. Like I just recently, this is embarrassing. I swear to God, I just recently learned how to properly hold a fork and a knife to cut things.
Really?
Yeah, like you hold it upside down, the fork, with your pointer finger like on the fork to hold it steady.
Yeah.
But I've never known how to hold it steady like that. So I'll just like freaking stab a fork in there like a caveman and do it that way. So I've probably looked like an idiot for years now. So if anyone else has that struggle, I feel you. And if not, don't judge me.
So growing up, we had to go to cotillion classes. They're basically like finishing
like
classes.
Etiquette?
Yes, etiquette classes.
Wait,
yes.
Is this like a Southern thing or your family kind of thing?
No, like in Baton Rouge, like it's a thing to send your kids to cotillion classes. So you learn all the different like finishing things.
What?
Yes. And then also like the dances like foxtrot or whatever.
Wait, I wish that I would have done something like that.
Yeah.
You're so cultured.
I mean, it wasn't me. It was my parents that like we, because so... To be in cotillion, you have to, like, you know, pay a little fee or whatever. But, like, there was a dance at the end of, like, you had to go, like, six classes or something. But, like, after you make it through these six classes, you could go to this big, awesome party at the end. And that was, like, the incentive for everybody.
Oh, okay.
And, like, if you didn't go to all six of your classes, check all the boxes, you couldn't go to that big party. So that's, like, incentivized everybody to do it.
That's why everyone wanted to do it. I think that's actually brilliant genius and everyone should have those.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. My mom is very, like, that's your salad fork.
Everything's a very particular way.
Yeah, I'm like, Mom, they all look the exact same.
She would have hated to go to dinner with me, though. She'd be like, what is your friend Jesse doing? She's literally holding that like a buffoon. So
maybe.
Hey, chicken and waffles. Great dinner date or brunch date or lunch date. Whatever you prefer. Now, next is one of my favorite things because you truly never know what you're going to get. It's Danielle's pick of the week. So whatever she's feeling, you know, when it's St. Patrick's Day, maybe she's going to pick an Irish restaurant. When it was Latin restaurant week, that's something going on there. Or maybe she wants cake that week and we're going to do all dessert. You never know what you're going to get with Danielle's pick of the week. It's kind of like getting the wild card, but the wild draw four card on Uno. So Danielle, what's your pick this week?
So my pick of the week is Pacific Coast Tacos. I know we've kind of mentioned them briefly in the past, but I went the other day and I have to say, like, it is such a vibe there.
Yeah.
It's off of Washington. I was like, holy smokes, this place is so cool. It's not just tacos. Like, you hear Pacific Coast Tacos, right?
You're right.
Like, okay, it's like, you know, velvet taco with just tacos. No. This place has burgers. It has, like, soups. It has poke nachos, ceviches. They're really known for their ceviches. They actually have a ceviche trio.
Oh, wow.
And this place is just, like, a really cool atmosphere. I was like, I want to hang out at the bar top.
What is the atmosphere? Like, what's the vibe when you walk in?
Kind of like beachy. It also has these garage doors that like roll up and it's like all painted yellow, like very bright, like yellows and blues and reds, like very like open atmosphere and stuff. I loved it. And like they have great frozen cocktails. They have an awesome happy hour as well.
I'm going to say this and I feel like this might not be a description for a place, but when I say it, you're going to know exactly what I mean. Florida.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, light and bright and airy.
Yes,
yeah.
Airy, very beachy. Like you would feel like if you looked out the window to those garages, there could be water.
Yeah, 100%. Like if that was in Florida, it would be like on the water or something like that.
Right.
For sure.
Because you know what I mean? Like when you go on vacation and no matter where you go, there's always this certain vibe to wherever you're at. Like, I think in Houston, in Texas, obviously we like a little bit of country and everything, but
yes.
Like, I've gone to Cape Cod before and everything is very, like, what's the word? What am I looking for?
Nautical.
Nautical, yeah, like vineyard vines, but yes. Like uppity.
Yes.
You know, everything's very posh. But in Florida, I'm like down home, bright colors, good food. You know what I'm saying? Everything
yes,
has a different
sure.
vibe no matter where you go.
No, I totally agree with you. This place, I like could not get over it. I just posted them on my story.
Oh, cool.
The other day. And so, yeah, again, their happy hour, like I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. So they have a 3-street taco deal for $10. Their margs are $5. This is for their happy hour from 3 to 7 Monday through Friday. And also they have like those poke nachos that I mentioned. And you can get your tacos on jicama, like the tortilla base.
Yeah.
Instead of like an actual tortilla, it's like the jicama.
Is that a good taste with it?
Yeah, it actually is. Like, so I peeled off a little bit of the piece to try it to see if I'd like it. Mm-hmm. And it was like kind of like a soft sweetness with the bang bang shrimp taco that I tried. It was really, really good.
I don't think I've ever had jicama if it wasn't in a drink. Like, I've had the jicama in my juice cleanses, but that's it. I'm like, I don't even know what that would taste like.
Yeah, it's like shredded really, really nice and thin. So it's just interesting.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so Danielle gives us my favorite part of every single week is when you do the Bayou Bar hopping, because last episode you suggested the brand new bar, Moonshine Deck.
Yeah.
And I went last weekend and it was, first of all, packed.
Yeah.
Second of all, ton of fun.
Yeah.
But it did have that just exactly how you described it. The twinkle lights were shining. It had this super bright vibe to it. And it was jam-packed. Couldn't find a seat anywhere.
Yeah.
But it was cute and it was Instagram-worthy. They had a little, what's the car?
The VW bug.
Volkswagen
bus thing.
And it's pink. And it's cute. So there was a lot of Instagramming going on.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm going to say it. And I didn't think I was going to say it, but I'm going to say it. This is a phenomenon that I need to ask about. And I feel like I'm going to say it and people are going to know what I'm talking about. Why do these bars have hot cops?
Okay. Those cops definitely are saying, hey, I want to work at that bar because I want to see the girls. 100%. Because I've seen those cops off duty in the bar. Like, there's one cop that I specifically like recognized. I'm like, oh my gosh. But I've seen him like partying at McIntyre's.
Okay, that makes sense. But I'm telling you, I think it's a genuine general bar thing, because even when I go out to like Midtown and we stop at some of those bars, I'm like, oh my god, like, what is going on? There's hot cops everywhere and I don't know what's happening. And then we went to Moonshine Deck and I looked at my roommate Tiffany. I was like, Tiff, Alana, like, what is going on? And I think maybe it's just because I don't see a lot of young cops, like our age cops anyways.
They're like, I'll go do it. I'll take care of, you know, the drunk girls.
You want to? Yeah, because they know when they're in uniform too, they're like, oh, the girls think I'm hot. And then they'll come talk to me. It's a whole thing. And they're
exactly.
all drunk, of course. Anyways, that is why I trust your suggestions when it comes to Bayou Bar hopping. So I've already proven that Danielle is credible with her Bayou Bar hopping suggestion. So what is our suggestion this week?
So it's not a new spot, but it's a spot that like I went to last week and I forget how much I love it. So this is Wooster's.
Oh,
have
yeah.
you heard of Wooster's?
Yes. We talked about it, but it was a long time ago.
So Wooster's is under the umbrella for the guys that have like Heights Beer Garden, Holman Draft House, and like other concepts within Houston.
Right.
And so I went to a new restaurant last weekend called Deguest. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but I think it's Deguest or something like that. But they also own that as well. And I went with my friend who is really good friends with the owners. And so afterwards, she was like, hey, you want to go grab a drink at Wooster's? They're there. And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I've never met the guys. And so we went over there and it was really cool because I go to Heights Beer Garden, I would say, I don't know, every like few weeks I'll go. Mm-hmm. Like, we went on Friday night, but I hadn't been to Wooster's in forever. And I forget how much like they're similar, but then they're like different at the same time. Like, I really like almost like the more intimate atmosphere of Wooster's than Heights Beer Garden, because Heights Beer Garden is just so big. But Wooster's is like the perfect place for like after dinner cocktail or just like Saturday afternoon vibes. They have like the fire pits and stuff during like winter when it's cold outside. I love it. And then I also love that they have the French fries that we've talked about from Heights Beer Garden.
I forgot.
Yes. And you told me to try the sweet potato tots.
Oh my God, the sweet potato tots.
Yeah. So I told the owner, I was like, I told him about you. And I was like, oh, she told me to try the sweet potato tots. And he like 5 minutes later, they were out in front of me. And I was like, oh
Jesus. My God. Tell me everything. Did you love it? Are you obsessed?
So good. Yeah. So good. I was was like, and I love sweet potatoes.
Love.
So I was
I've
like,
never had a sweet potato in like tot form.
Oh, so good.
I'm obsessed. So I've never been to Wooster's before. So I'm assuming, is it like Heist Beer Garden in the sense that it's outdoors?
It's very much so similar. So there's like some spots that are inside and some that are outside. So you can sit either way.
Okay. Okay. And then, I mean, with Heights Beer Garden, they have the two separate.
That's different. So it's okay. One big bar. Then you can order whatever you want from that bar. The cocktails are just incredible there. Like, I think it's probably the best cocktail bar in the city.
I should say that.
One of the best. Like, I like Anvil and stuff too. But like, you know, I just really love that atmosphere and the food and stuff like that. Like, I don't really know like if there even is food at Anvil and stuff. So I just love that there's a lot of different pieces to the Wooster's environment.
Is there a full menu or is it just?
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of stuff. They have a lot of different bites and stuff there.
But when you go to Wooster's or to Heights Beer Garden, get the French fries.
You have to.
And get the sweet potato tots.
Yeah.
Because they are like
life-changing.
Crispy on the outside. But then the inside is so mushy. And then they have this like special sauce that you can dip it in.
It's ketchup, but it's like spicy ketchup.
Yeah, it's almost like the Whataburger.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What is it? Is that called fancy ketchup?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's like really good.
Oh, it's like a warm hug. It's so good.
It's like a warm hug.
It is a warm hug, y'all. It's seriously so good. I'm here for it.
I love that. And then you did go to Heights Beer Garden last weekend too.
Yes, we did. Yeah, it was fun. I like ran into this boy that I knew. It was funny.
The boy drama continues.
Oh,
sis. Which one?
Oh, this is a guy you've never even heard of, but this is like from a long time
ago. Another one.
So my cousin and I went to Reckless Kelly last Friday, and then afterwards we're like, let's go grab a drink somewhere. So we just ran over to Heights Beer Garden and got one drink and stuff and then called it a night.
Which one did you order?
I just had a glass of Sauvignon Blanc.
So you were fancy.
Well, no, because my cousin's a beer drinker, and so I just wanted to go over to that side of the bar, you know, instead of the cocktail side.
Yeah.
And so I just made it easy because I was like, I know it's just going to be kind of like a one and done drink. So,
okay. No, that is easy. I was going to say, who goes to Heights Beer Garden with all of those options that they have?
They have a cocktail there. It's like called like Summer Moon or something like that. Something about the moon or summer that I really like. And that's typically what I get. Also, they have one. Oh gosh. It's like the Annex Sour, I believe. Yeah. I think it's Annex Sour.
Okay.
It is my favorite, but it's also like pretty caloric, but they have like egg whites in it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
What is it? Sweet? Is it refreshing?
It has a sweetness to it. Yeah, it's like a sweet. It says it's sour. I don't really think it's sour. It has like a sweetness to it. You would never taste that there's egg whites in it.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
One of the things that I love about that place is it separates the menu based on what you like. It's like, this is sweet and sour.
Yes.
Or bitter or refreshing, which I love. Personal favorite is the Road to Hana.
Oh, yes. It isn't that like a purplish kind of drink or something?
Kind of. It has a bunch of different stuff in it, which is part of the reason I like it, because I can drink one and be like buzzed already. But I think it has like some gin in it, and they put a little pineapple stem. Looks cute. Really like it.
Yeah.
Lots of booze in it. You'll love it.
That's awesome.
All right. If y'all follow Danielle on Instagram already at Hangry Houstonian, 10 points. Good for you. If not, go do it right now. She has a little highlight section on her page, which shows just the places that we talk about on the podcast. I think it makes it really easy to find. But if you ever have any suggestions, if you're like, yo, I really like this restaurant, really like this bar, I think y'all should talk about it, just send us a DM. You can send it to Danielle at Hangry Houstonian, myself at JessieWatt965, or you could send it to the podcast page at The Hangry Girls Podcast.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Time to slide into Danielle's DMs.
Danielle, there's so much coming up, I feel like, that we have to talk about. But let's first talk about what you did this past week with Sky High for Kids.
So I went to a charity event that was hosted with the organization called CREMM.
Okay.
C-R-E-M-M. It is the Commercial Real Estate Millennial Misses. It was a really fun event. And I know we've had Brittany Franklin on the show before, and she is just like a force. They raised money for Sky High for Kids, obviously, but it was a pink party, which was so fun because we all dressed up in pink and had pink cocktails, and Brittany spoke and talked about the mission to end childhood cancer, and it was just awesome and inspiring. And like, I just love being in a room full of women that are just like, know that they should be doing something more, right? Like giving back. And I don't know, I feel like to those, much is given, much is expected. So I really loved being in that environment with those women, giving back and, you know, utilizing my time, so to say, kind of, you know, for good.
People like that, people like you, people like Brittany, using their power for good and all fighting towards like the exact same cause is a force to be reckoned with.
She is a force. Like, you just hear her talk and you're like, whoa. Holy.
She carries so much of the universe's energy in her body. Like, I don't even know how she functions from day to day. She's everything. Seriously.
Her energy. Check her out. I'm like, what?
And we have had her, by the way, like Danielle said, on a podcast episode. So you can always go back on the Odyssey app and just scroll through. Give us a 5-star rating.
Por favor.
And it's named Sky High for Kids. So go check that out. See what she has to say. She has an incredible story of how she got started and y'all will love it. Now, Danielle, you and I have kind of been going back and forth about a vacation we have coming up. We're both going to Florida.
Florida.
And we're getting ready to pack. So now I feel like we're transitioning from food into lifestyle really quick. What are you bringing?
You know, I feel like I am obviously bringing like bathing suits and stuff, but then I'm like, I'm going with like my family. So I'm like, I need to like get conservative bathing
suits.
Like, that's a thing. Like, it's hard for me to like necessarily
cover
like,
it up.
Cover it all up and stuff. So I've been like trying to find more conservative things to wear around family. I mean, like, I have like teenage cousins now. It's not like they're like, they're right. Babies and like, you know.
But also we're young, so we want to wear things our age. But also it is hard to find clothes that are fashionable and conservative. Because all the cute clothes these days are like spaghetti, one shoulder crop tops.
Yes, I know. It really is a thing. But I found a few cute things like at Express, and Zara has a big sale going on right now. So try to get some stuff that will keep me covered, but cute and cool. So, but one thing I wanted to mention was, I was like, you know, I'm going to Pensacola for the week. I'm like, let me put on Bumble Travel. Have you ever
what is that?
I mean, I know you haven't done it, but I'm like, basically with Bumble, you can do your location.
Yeah.
And so you can say that like you're in another town, like prior to you going to it, you just put on like travel mode. And so I did it. And so like I've like met some guys that are in Pensacola. They're like, hey, can I take you on a date? There's actually a guy that's from here. He's friends with my friend.
What? And he's in Pensacola?
Yeah.
No way.
So I've seen him before. Like, I kind of know who he is. So I don't know.
Are you gonna hang
out? I don't
know
who he is, but I just like I've seen him before. I don't know. Maybe I'm gonna be there for an entire week. Like, might as well go grab a drink with somebody, you know? Thought that would be kind of cool.
I love that you're concerned about conservative clothing, yet you're like, oh, I'm going with my family, but I'm just going to leave them for a couple days. Like,
no,
I have my Bumble turned on.
Not days. You know, go out and have a cocktail with somebody.
It's so funny. You're like, I'm worried about the wrong things here. I think they're less concerned about your bathing suit and more concerned about you dating men from Pensacola.
Oh, gosh. Look, I have stories of me being young and meeting boys on apps from Pensacola. One of the last times I was in Pensacola was 7 years ago. And this guy, him and I are still like besties. I know, this is so off topic, but like, we're like such good friends. We met while I was there. He is a pilot in the Navy. And so they have a big Navy base there. Yeah. And so we've stayed really, really good friends. We text
That's
like,
really
almost,
funny.
Like once a week or something. So.
Well, I'm going on my first vacation with my fiance, Tyler. That's going to be like just the two of us because we travel all the time, but it's home.
Yeah.
Obviously to Michigan, or we do family vacations.
Family stuff.
Yeah. We went to like Vancouver and to Canada, but it was with his entire family. So it's just going to be the two of us and we're going to Disney World. Haven't been since I was in kindergarten.
It's the best place on earth. Like when I say, like, obviously they say that, but like, it really is like so great.
I'm so excited. I actually, Mo just came in from the morning bowl a little bit before we started the show. And she's like, are you guys going to wear bride and groom ears? And I'm like, no, that's so tacky. And then I thought about it and I was like, wait, if it gets us free stuff, I'll wear it.
Wait, that actually is a great idea.
Isn't it?
I wonder if you would get anything free, but I feel like people at Disney are like money hungry. And so they're like not going to give you anything free.
Yeah, that might be true. But still, I'm like, if it gives us special treatment, like I'm down for it. But other than that, no, I may have bought us matching Star Wars shirts, but that's a different story. That's not tacky. So personally, like, I bought a lot of athletic clothes because we're going to be walking around and it's going to be hot. So I got a lot of the like Align tanks from Amazon and the CRZ crazy, however you want to pronounce it, yoga stuff from there. So I will see how that goes. Hopefully I'll get nice and tan. You too, Danielle.
Yeah, I'll just freckle. You know me.
Yeah, but you know what? Don't you feel? I feel like I'm a better human being when I'm tan.
I'm a nicer person. Yeah. I have more confidence,
better morals. I
just like, yeah, just everything when I'm tan. So, you know,
my you can't values. Yeah. I love that saying. I never really do though. Like, I've never done a, well, I've done a spray tan when I was like young and dancing, but that was like an orange spray tan for a stage. I've never gotten like a spray tan or gone tanning in a tanning bed. Like, I'm always
don't
just
go
pale.
Tanning in a tanning bed, but I love a good spray tan. Like, when a girl like actually sprays you and stuff, yeah. I'm like, that's legit. Legit.
You get one of those.
Do you tan easily?
No, I burn, but then it peels into a tan.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. I'm like, maybe Florida will do it to me, but friendly reminder, wear sunscreen, because last time I did that, I got sun poisoning and it was not good. Not good at all.
Yeah, but no.
We're excited. Danielle and I are actually going on the same week.
Which is so crazy. We did not plan this out. The universe was like, these girls need a little break.
They're destined to be together and have a break. Exactly. So maybe we'll see each other at the airport. We're going to try and get a little schwasty before we get on our plane because I don't like flying.
a little heated for our schnockered. What's the word?
Toasty. Schnockered. Toasty.
A little toasty.
Just a little toasty.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Thank you for listening again this week. I said it once. I'll say it again. We love hearing suggestions. So your favorite restaurant, your favorite bar, any place that you want Danielle to feature on the show, just go ahead and slide right into our DMs. Make sure you follow Danielle at Hangry Houstonian, myself at JessieWatt965, and our podcast at The Hangry Girls Podcast. We want to give a big shout out and thank you to our executive producer, Sarah Frazier. Thank y'all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, guys.